Hello, everybody. Welcome inside After Hours Sports. My name is Brandon Rosenthal, and alongside me, as always, and in person, maybe a trend starting,
yes, sir,
is Eric Garcia and Social Mike, and aka Mikey Bucky Hat, Bucket Hat. Damn, I said Bucky Hat. Mikey Bucky. Well, you know, the poor rhyme is because I had to watch the Lakers, and we had high hopes just for a tiny bit, and unfortunately, the Lakers just lost.
Yeah.
So, but it's a weird night, at least for us three, because while the Lakers lose and now we're 0-2, just before we were started recording, news broke on the NFL front that Christian McCaffrey is a 49er. So that, I think, is going to be our A block. I think we'll talk about the CMC and how that affects everything. And we didn't record last week, and we'll touch base a little bit on the standings and stuff, but I think this news is just going to dominate, and we'll talk about that. And then we'll go into kind of what our thoughts on the Lakers are. So
The Lakers didn't win themselves into the A block, right?
They did not.
The dub would have probably made it at least an argument.
Maybe. You know, CMC is a big deal. So
That
was like every text thread you got, except for the Stewart one. That one's been awfully quiet.
Well, I got the call. The way we let you know is I got a call from Eric. My son hit me up. He said, "Dad, it happened." I guess he was watching the game, and they just announced it. They said, "Yo, the Niners just made a move."
That's a big move. So,
yeah.
The rundown do you guys remember the rundown of it? It was so Christian McCaffrey is under contract for, I think, until 2025.
Yeah.
Answers to 49ers running back woes when he's – when he's healthy. When healthy, he's incredible. Pat, I apologize if my diabetes machine goes off. I already heard it. He's incredible pass catcher, runner, speed. And then the Niners traded a number two pick.
Three. And four.
And so they only have next year a third round pick and a fifth round pick.
But it was four picks. Wasn't it two thirds?
It was. And I think it was
a third for the following year.
I think a second, third, fourth, and a sixth.
One third this year following. No.
So four picks. Okay.
So basically they got a second, third this year.
Oh, no, fourth. Next year's a fourth.
And then another fourth. So two fourths. Right?
My bad. So it's second round,
mm-hmm.
third, second, third, and fourth this year, and the fifth rounder next year.
Okay. There it is. Okay.
My bad.
So second, three,
that's
four,
what we
five,
get for guessing why he was reading.
2, 3, 4, 5, and then but the five is next year.
Next year, yeah.
So the Niners only have two picks in this draft. They go all in right now for a Super Bowl. This is a move because if you have a quarterback who doesn't have a great rifle of an arm, which
Jimmy doesn't.
What? Is that breaking news? No. So yeah, we all know he doesn't have a great arm. So it's now the next step is now we have multiple running back threats. Hopefully this changes the way Debo's used a little bit too. Maybe frees up Kittle. How do you see this impacting the 49ers offensively?
Oh man, dude. Honestly, I get why
start positive.
I guess why everybody, you know, is excited. Like you said, this guy's a great pass catcher, but I mean, Tevin Coleman was able to get two touches on his way in. It could happen under Kyle. But, dude, we keep saying it every time when we talk about this. The Niners' problem is just we're an offense. I mean, they are offensively, but I don't think it's because we don't have weapons.
Right.
Yeah.
It's because Kyle is like the worst second half fucking head coach that we've seen in a fucking while. Look at this game. Kittle had 80 plus. Ayuk had 80 plus. He had two touches. So did Debo. But that was all in the first half. It's a fucking, like, that happens. So even if, let's say they get McCaffrey, if everything keeps going how it's going, he gets 80 yards in the first half.
So better
the problems weren't because we didn't have weapons.
Better than the Niners in the first half is what you're saying.
Yeah, definitely that. But did you really feel that all throughout the season that our problem was that we don't have weapons? That hasn't been the issue at all this season. Obviously, I'm not a fan of Jimmy like that. But I can see you there. But I mean, what I mean is as far as who's Jimmy, who are his weapons, there's enough of them out there.
Yeah, I didn't think
I get what you're saying about the McCaffrey, that now that maybe they're saying, no, we don't want you to use your weapons. We want to take the ball out your hands, and that's the McCaffrey. But McCaffrey can't get the ball to Debo. I mean, McCaffrey can't get the ball to Kittle.
No, and
McCaffrey can't make Oh, Kyle, get aggressive, dude. How many times do we watch games and we say this shit ends with fucking
three? Well, this move is clearly also for beyond this year, it seems like now, like with Trey and him.
I'm hoping.
Maybe that's the vision they see, right? Maybe that's why you make this move.
Well, yeah, but what I told you that I'm hoping that if that's the case, there's some sort of renegotiating of his contract. We gotta restructure it. I mean, they gotta do so because that's a lot of money, and the Niners have way too many guys that are coming up that need to get paid. You know what I mean? But hey, like you guys said, I guess the way everybody else is looking at it is this is the Niners going all in, right?
Yeah, for sure. Because what they gave up, I mean, we won't pick till the fifth round next year.
Yeah, that's a problem.
No, we have a third.
No,
we traded it, but I think they had two.
Yeah, because they're also going to get, like you said, the compensatory
picks. The Niners have right now a third and a fifth for this upcoming year. That's all they got.
I mean, we gave up a lot.
Unless they start trading fools themselves, you know what I mean? But
for Trey and for McCaffrey. And sign Debo. And you got to pay Kittle.
Well, they already signed Kittle, Debo got paid. Kittle's already paid. Trent Williams is already paid. So Nick Bosa is the one that has to get paid.
Has to.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So what I mean is, I didn't think, like, if he was already a Niner, like if McCaffrey, we didn't even give him shit. He was already a Niner. He wouldn't be on. He would be behind all of those guys in my head of who I'd want to max contract or pay, and the amount of money he's getting paid for his position is where you max out. He's maxed out as far as what the running backs get paid at this time. I don't want to be the team that's paying my running back a lot of money. That's not what I want to get into.
Anymore. Yeah,
that just doesn't make sense in today's NFL. You know what I mean? So at this point, if you did it already, now I'm obviously rooting big time for this fool to just have an amazing second half of the season, right? But For all the picks they gave up, I'm hoping there's some crazy shit that he was able to fucking work with the contract that makes it make sense.
Yeah, I was talking about that earlier. I think with what they gave up, that definitely a renegotiation or a restructuring of the contract had to be pre-spoken about because they gave up a lot.
Is that all rumor at this point?
Well, yeah, that's what we're saying. In order for it to make sense. It's not, because
there would be no, like... He's right. Like 12 million. What did you say?
$12 million for this year, but who knows? And honestly, you know the way these contracts go, they don't start getting less as the year goes.
Yeah. And maybe there is a restructure in the offseason. Yeah. It's like, okay, we'll pay you $12 million now. Make sure you get your cash. And they'll restructure, give you some guaranteed, and then, you know, lower the annual. And the NFL is crazy like that, where you can just kind of make these things happen and just lower the contract and renegotiate. And so hopefully that is the case because, yeah, Bosa needs to get paid because. Yeah, if I'm watching the Niners, if I'm looking at their weakness right now, it's their health, you know, because that's the reason they lost to the Falcons. And, you know,
getting a 26-year-old running back that's already had a major is not something you necessarily want for an injured team. An injured team that's has the most injuries in the NFL this season so far.
You know, well, and obviously he's the type of player that Shanahan loves, right?
Right.
The versatile, do-it-all guy who I can use all the time. And now he has two of these Swiss Army knives where Debo and him. And that's a weapon, you know, and where the NFL is really wide open right now. Like I know the Eagles are 6-0 and they're looking good, but they've looked beatable 3 weeks in a row. And they're talk about a team that doesn't adjust in the second half. That's one of those teams.
Yeah.
And they made good adjustments against the Cowboys, you know, but
they were up though.
The Cowboys are the Cowboys.
But they made the adjustment
You're right. They were up.
Their adjustment is we're up. We're going to run the rock because
we're winning 20-0.
Yeah. What's his name? Well,
sure. Yeah.
Cooper isn't going to come back for more than two touchdowns. That's how, with that defense, if they do what they're supposed to do, like that's what it seems like from the game plan, especially as well. They're like, they agree.
Oh, yeah. Cooper Rush. Yeah, I was like, who the hell is Cooper? Yeah. And no, that's true. Maybe even Dak, too, right? Sometimes, like, you don't even trust Dak to come back for two touchdowns.
Not against this Eagles. It's not about I trust Cooper or Dak, Cooper Rush or Dak to come back from two scores maybe, but not against the Eagles are fucking cooking defensively.
Yeah, and that list of quarterbacks you trust to come back from two touchdowns is very short.
Yeah,
it's not a long list. And I don't even know if Brady's on that list anymore currently.
No,
you know,
but just like the Niners, everybody's kind of in the mix though. Besides. The NFC East were like the top three teams there are running away with the whole fucking
NFC. Yeah, well,
NFC.
The Cowboys are now 4-2, right? And so
but that's better than every NFC West leader.
Yeah, really.
Or the Vikings, they're 5-1.
the Vikings are 5-1.
That's so the only other.
It's crazy because in week one, I thought they looked great. In week two, I was like, well, here we go. Same old Vikes.
Who did they lose to? The Lions?
They lost in.
Yeah, that's the only win, I think.
Oh, pardon me. Damn. I think so, man. They lost in week two. I forgot who that was, but they looked terrible. I'm like, okay, well, this is the same old team. And now they're 5-1. They got lucky in London. But that's what it takes, man. Like, the NFL season sometimes is that grind. And, like, if you're not a great team, like, the Vikings are a solid team. They're not a great team. But if you're a solid team, just pack up these wins, dude.
My bad. I'm damn, I was shitting on them. The Lions, they lost to the Eagles.
Oh, okay.
They lost to the Eagles. I saw the Lions.
So that loss looks even better now.
Dude. Yeah.
Now
they got worked.
They got
24-7.
Yeah, so they lost to the best team in the league. Okay. So that's not too bad, considering. And so
I just don't trust this fucking Vikings team, but I trust them too.
Of course not. And that's what I'm saying. Like, the Niners defense, just like the Cowboys defense, and I think if Dak is there, maybe the score is a little bit different. I'm not too sure, but those defenses help you greatly.
Dude, Niners but the Cowboys right now are also on it. And so
they are.
What did you say, Dak? Obviously everything.
But Jalen can move, man.
You got to be healthy. You got to be right. But don't you think Dak's probably better than Jimmy at this point? Or to try to take your Niner bias, like, I think most people around, you know, fans would say that. So you, with what the Cowboys got going on, with the defense that they got going on, if Dak comes back, looks all right, dude, these could be in a nice push.
Oh, I mean, yeah, the Cowboys can be.
They could have, like, both of the wild card teams. You know, they could be, Eagles, and then because nobody in the NFC is, like, taking. No, the Packers aren't fucking there. Like you said, you mentioned Brady.
Oh, yeah, the Giants are
Brady, 5-1. Yeah. Oh, Giants yeah. Well, that's what I said. The whole NFC East. Yeah. It was all three of them. It's the Giants, the Cowboys, and the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Vikings. But everybody else is 3-3. Yeah, but what I'm saying, everybody else is 3-3.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why the two other NFC East teams would go to the wild card spot.
And it seems like with
the Bucks are lucky, like the Niners, that everybody's 3-3. They're going to win their division no matter what the fuck.
Yeah, and especially now the Panthers are done.
You said no matter what the fuck.
Well, the Panthers are done, dude. They're in tank mode. Like, they're tanking for Victor Wembanyama. That's how bad they're tanking. Like, they're on sport.
That's
like,
fucking funny. Can we throw in a couple of picks for them?
Yeah. Hey, really quick. So who do you think is a threat to the Bucks between the Falcons and the Saints so far, from what you've seen?
Well, Patterson wasn't. If Patterson was, you give me Patterson for three. Like, if he wasn't hurt, I'd say the Falcons.
They did.
I see the Falcons are like, and they play
over the Saints.
Yeah, the Saints suck. Did the Saints win today?
No, they lost. Arizona beat them.
My God, dude! And Arizona's fucking trash.
Yeah, but if the Niners lose, Arizona's gonna be ahead of the Niners.
Yeah, and that means the Niners are trash.
Well, yeah. But so, I mean, they're losing to the Chiefs.
But right now, we're making fun of the Cardinals, even though they won the game. And that's what I'm saying. The Cardinals look so lost, and everybody literally shits on Kingsbury all week long between games.
Like, well, Kyler didn't finish that game, right?
Oh no, he didn't.
No, I saw it was out.
No, he did.
I didn't even watch that game.
He did. It was Cardinals 42, Saints 34.
Holy shit, 42 points?
Two pick sixes for Dalton.
Oh, God, Dalton. Yeah, I saw the epic one where it's like a slow-mo of the guy diving behind. Crazy slow-mo. I did see that. Let me look. I want to look at these stats now for this game.
The Saints and the Falcons.
Four touchdowns for Dalton, three picks.
42. Dang, that's a lot of points. If I go to the box score.
High scoring Thursday night game, right?
Finally.
Yeah, we just seen two shit ones.
All right, so Kyler was 20 of 29, 204, one touch, no picks.
Mm-hmm.
And Benjamin, they had 12 for 92 with a touch. That's pretty good. Yeah. And Hopkins, first game back, 10 for 103. Damn, I should have played him. I didn't fucking play him. Whoopsie.
But did you have, like, if you see the break, I know he was out for a while. Maybe he did finish the game, but I saw that Kyler was out. It said,
no,
like, he's out.
Well, maybe
no other quarterback attempted.
Yeah, then
he got sacked two times, so not too terrible, but I don't know how these.
But you saw that video, him and Kingsbury going at it. Well, he was just yelling at Kingsbury.
Yeah, Kingsbury's about to get fired, dude. He's going to get fired, and that's a big win for the Cardinals to be 3-4 because they should be
4-3.
Three and four.
Oh shit!
Mm-hmm. Made the 3-4. So we were leading the division at 3-2, and then we lost, and so now everybody is at except for
The Cardinals. See, which Kawhi thought they were also
and,
like
Cardinals and Rams were 2-3. Rams won, I think.
Seahawks and Niners.
And they were 3-3. Yeah, and the Seahawks. The Seahawks are spunky, man. Like they, Geno looks okay. Like,
well, looks better than Russell Wilson at this point.
Well, who doesn't, man? Russell sucks. Like he looks terrible. That team is.
He definitely, I mean, sucks. It's funny, just the way, just as basic as you can say it, bro, he just fucking sucks.
He
but
fucking sucks right now.
I can't really argue with you because this fool's looking horrible out there.
Dog, did you see that? Like, it's literally a dude, like, in the middle, right in front of him, and he's just like, something's, like, going on. Like, and it's so crazy that Westbrook is also struggling, and it's like, I see the memes where it's like the Lakers and Broncos like training for dude's name, washed up dude's name Russ, and it's like the handshake meme. Mm-hmm. It's like, fuck, damn, like I hate that. Like the Lakers are in this mix, but with really shitty Russ. But it's crazy.
It's funny. It funny at least you get to enjoy the jokes, but not for real. Wilson right now, yeah, he's just he's complete. Dude, the $255 million man that just isn't there.
Oh, I forgot to give you that. Yeah,
they extended when they traded for him.
The crazy bag he got. So fuck it. I mean, he's winning in life. That's facts. But it's like, dude, not. And this Broncos defense is pretty good.
Yeah.
They got a good defense. So they're like, the reason why he made sense was you get to finally take advantage of this good defense. So that's why they probably like, they busted like the Niners with the CMC. We're obviously hoping, but no, that was their all in move. Except theirs cost $255 and comes with corny ass Subway commercials.
So,
you know what I mean? So
the commercial's horrible. Well, let me ask you this. Do you think that the CMC move puts the Niners ahead of the Eagles?
No. At this point, no. The Niners, because the Niners just lost to the Falcons.
Yeah.
And for the reasons that I keep...
The Bears and the Broncos.
Yeah, and the Broncos. We just said Wilson said that. Wilson was able to beat the Niners. Yeah. So my point being is, again, the issue isn't the fucking weapons.
The three losses are very bad losses. Yeah.
Without or with CMC, what I need to see is a whole different offense in the second half than the one we've been seeing.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean. Like, does he make us better? Not if we keep being the same team we've been.
Well, and maybe
and
that,
would he change them? I don't know. Why would he?
I hope so. I hope he contributes to the better offense in the second half.
He should. He's too talented not to.
The pass catching is what makes it like a home run if it all works right.
Yeah because Jimmy needs that scapegoat because he can't move like Trey Lance does. And even in, like, the future, I can see that the option and how, like, how Lamar is used right now. We'll do the same thing with Trey. And, like, now we'll have, ideally, a guy like McCaffrey who plays 16 to 15 games a year. And that would be dope. So, if he plays.
Bro, if you get 12 to 13 right now, it would be pretty solid.
That's a win.
It would be.
That's a win.
Any other thoughts on this trade?
I don't like it as far as what they gave up, but now that they got it, I'm all in. Of course, you know, that's how I always do it. I'll give you exactly how I feel about it, but once the motherfucker's a Niner, I'm all in, dog. I'm hoping I'm wrong about everything. I'm hoping he's worth first rounds and everything, dude. I'm hoping it's, you know, home run, right? And like you said, on paper, at least, this is like exactly who Kyle Shanahan wants being his running back. You know what I mean? So, of course, I see that side of it. But my issue is mainly with what Kyle Shanahan's been doing. So,
facts.
The one good thing about this, my bad, to keep just before we go.
You're saying something good.
Yeah, the one thing I will say also, too, is at least this also proves, like, there's zero excuses if fucking Kyle gets this one, still can't get shit going on offensively.
Yeah.
At this point, bro, what are you going to keep doing? Giving him more motherfucking one? Like, no, dude. At this point, keep getting the weapons, but maybe get rid of the guy that's fucking in charge. If it's like, what else could you? What else? What else the fuck you want? You know what I mean? So, but, oh, do you think he's playing on Thursday? I mean, do you think he's playing against the Chiefs?
Yeah, against the Chiefs, yeah.
They already announced it.
Yeah, perfect. So let's, he's going to rock and roll, I think. You know, you don't need, I mean, I don't know how much he'll know of the offense. So
they're not going to, I mean,
he knows go north, right?
Yeah, we're going to see, you know, probably a lot of, like you're saying,
catching, or south, I guess.
All right, well, maybe some of the Deebo plays where it's like, okay, well, just like you line up and then run out and then just like take a Deebo route. But yeah, I'm excited to see that. We're going to need the firepower against the Chiefs because the Chiefs are beatable. It's very open, man, right now. Like,
defensively.
Despite the 6-0 Eagles, and I want to give them their respect because they're 6-0, but you know, they've looked beatable, just like a lot of teams do. And I think that our defense puts us in positions to win a lot of games,
yeah,
or at least make it really, really damn interesting. And, you know, like I know, like, what's his name? Lawrence from the Cowboys. And DeMarcus Lawrence was like, oh, yeah, well, you know, I know. Do you think – he was asked, do you think Jalen Hurts' ability, mobility is going to hurt you? He's like, well, I don't think that kind of stuff. And there's like a clip of him missing him. But, like, he's going to get it at some point. And the Cowboys defense is good too.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
you know, they're going to adjust, make some stuff, and we can use that to our advantage as well. So,
My concern, like, the Chiefs defense isn't that, that's, I guess, scary if you want to say it. But
no.
It's just, are we going to do anything offensively? That's the big concern. Because, you know, Pat Mahomes, he's due for at least two touchdowns at the minimum,
for
right?
Sure.
And then we'll start there. That's kind of how he's doing it, right? So, that's kind of needs to come. The offense needs to do it. It doesn't have to be Jimmy, but it has to come. You know what I mean?
Their offensive line isn't that good. He's been getting hit a lot.
Yeah.
We saw Von Miller.
And Nick Bosa
saw,
back.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, we're getting Nick Bosa back, but we saw what Von Miller was able to do.
Yeah.
So we should have, with the way our defense has been playing, we should have success getting to the quarterback.
For sure.
But, again, it's Pat Mahomes, so he makes plays on the run, and he can make, you know, plays out of nothing. But we have to be on our A game definitely to be able to get the dub.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to go into predictions because yeah, now it's like an A block game. Like, yeah. This game is.
But it's America's game of the week. It's a 125 game, perfect. So everybody's watching. So there's no hiding.
Yeah,
that's gonna be exciting. I think it puts the Niners at least. We were saying now we're gonna try and eclipse the Rams and win this division. So I'm looking forward to that.
We beat them already, so
it's already a great start.
We own the tiebreaker.
So as long as we win the division, we can put it in a position to where we may not catch the Eagles and get a first round bye, but there's only one team that does now, right?
Yeah. So,
if
the goal is always win your division, right? That's
exactly
how you always want to start.
If that's unattainable, let's try and get the second seed and or whatever matchup is around, because
or third seed.
We don't, you know, the Giants they can be 16-2. Or 16-1, but if the Eagles are 17-0, like you're the fucking 5 seed, bro. Like,
yeah,
or
that's how it works.
Yeah, or 2, 3, 4. No, yeah, exactly. 5. You'd be the 5 seed. So we can hopefully win some games and strategize, and maybe be more fire. Maybe have more firepower offensively, so we don't have to play like a Bosa as much, where our defense can be like, okay, we can give up 20 a game, but we're dropping 35.
But this defense. It's not really giving up 20 a game.
No.
Even against the fucking Falcons where they fucked up, they gave 28, but really they gave up 21 on the defense.
Yeah.
So and that's
Falcons
a bad game.
Got a defensive score.
Yeah.
That's a no Nick Bosa game, you know what I mean? And a bunch of others.
Yeah,
so.
For sure. And now we're getting guys back. So.
You would hope, you know, it's a better showing. And, you know, hopefully they step up to the competition, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's there. Right? Like you said, we're getting Brett back. We're getting Bosa back.
Trent
Williams has come back, so this is going to be hopefully a very, very nice few weeks.
And there you go, with Trent Williams being back, that's pretty easy also for McCaffrey. Just go just from behind that guy. That's
go
what
left.
You're telling.
Go left.
See that guy right there? Just go that way, and you'll be fine.
Him and Kittle on the left side?
That's going to be nice. And I do think that Odell is going to make a decision soon. Where do you think he's going to go?
You saw that there was a guy that had the false report that kind of got a lot of people who's going to the Vikings. And then that makes like not really that much sense.
No,
then I saw the Rams again, but who knows?
No, there was another squad in the mix.
I think the Giants are in the mix.
No, there was somebody again?
I think the G-Men are in the mix, man.
That makes sense.
Yep. Especially now that they're 5-1. Like, I think the Packers were in the mix if they were better. But I think even the Packers, like...
I keep seeing the Packers. Not keep seeing. I just saw it recently. The Packers are, I guess, in on...
Oh, Chiefs.
Claypool.
Chiefs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. With the Kelsey Chiefs. Brothers podcast. Yeah. Which is a good podcast, by the way. I enjoy the clips that I see from them.
Chiefs are the ones that have interest as well. And
yeah,
that would be a great addition.
That'd be,
with Mahomes,
Odell, and Mahomes and Juju.
Even the Packers would be a good
Hardman. Yeah, that's the Packers would be a good one.
Dude, but if you've been out for a little bit, he's trying to go play in the Lambo.
That's why.
Fuck that. He's like, miss me with that shit. If I don't have to do that,
if I'm going to a cold weather city, he's going to go back to New York, right? Like. You know, I guess, like, especially at this point. So don't know. We'll see. But I do think there's a possibility. I thought there was a possibility about Elkman to the Niners, but definitely not anymore.
I don't see that happening now.
I don't see that.
I mean, unless Kyle doesn't keep, you know, and they're going to keep giving him shit. You know what I mean? It's crazy. But I think I'm really excited to see, even before this McCaffrey, I really want to see what is Kyle going to do this, because he's 0-2 against the Chiefs. You know what I mean? He needs to make it work.
Yeah, he needs to get a dub.
Oh, I was talking to Mike about it too. Don't even look up Andy Reid's fucking record after a loss. After a loss, if you want to think the Niners have a chance this week, dude.
Is it?
He just never had. Like, that's just a never. One of those like, and never.
Don't do it.
You know, lose back to back much. That's just not Andy Reid's style, dog.
Not with Mahomes.
And Mahomes makes that even easier, right? But look, there's always that. You know, there's always those few times.
Not with every quarterback, apparently.
Yeah.
Now we have
McNabb got it done. Yeah. Everybody's been getting it done. Jeff Garcia Alex era. Smith. He was still around for the Garcia era, wasn't he? Or not? Remember when Jeff Garcia had that little beak? But I think he was out by then.
We will see how that all goes. You want to? Are we good on NFL? Want to move over to our beloved Lakers?
Let's go.
Yep.
So we're here. We're at my casa. We watch the Laker game right now. It's Thursday, game two, and we were going to record, but like, you know what? This Laker-Clipper game was actually pretty good. It was getting a little dicey, a little spicy. And, you know, right as Mike and Eric got here, AD just, you know, hit the canvas, literally. And that really messed up the flow of the game for the Lakers, even though they could crawl all the way back and took the lead in the fourth quarter. But ultimately losing to the Clippers, falling to 0-2, Clippers start the season 1-0. If there's any solace, and the Sixers are also 0-2, the Nets are 0-1, they look terrible. So as long as there's some company in our misery, I'll be very happy.
Yeah, always.
What do you think of this team so far from these first couple of games?
Well, they got screwed to be playing the Warriors and Clippers back to back to start things off. That'll say, but they looked all right. You know, I didn't watch the whole game, but when like you said, the game got good, so we sat down, we watched it for a while. There's some good stuff. There's definitely some good pieces. You hope it's like any team, right? Once you're healthy, you're hoping to see what this lineup. I want to see what this lineup is going to be.
Yeah.
Like I want to find out what's going to be the actual lineup. And you know, Ham has a little bit of a, you know, a big job, you know, to figure it out. But I think there's pieces there. I think he should be able to get something that's a nice five or a nice rotation going at least.
Yeah. I was asking, where's Nunn? Nunn didn't play well tonight. 11 minutes, 0 points. Really, our guard play tonight was horrendous, aside from Lonnie Walker, the fourth. And you can throw, and I guess they're playing him at a forward. So Lonnie was
great. They played him at the two.
I mean, he's listed as the, I guess Pat Bev is listed at our two, technically. But
well, he
can be our three, too. It's interchangeable.
Didn't start.
Sorry.
My bad for the yawn, but like, you know, the semantics are, you know, they are like Lonnie played great tonight. And he's one of those guys who's been aggressive, not a great shooter, but we are really bad offensively when it comes to shooting the three and extending the floor, starting with really Anthony Davis and going through the roster, excluding LeBron James, because eventually he'll get hot, he'll hit like three, and he'll end like 3 of 8 or whatever. And it's like, okay, well, that's not terrible. But like, we are an atrocious 3-point shooting team. There's no, from what I see, there's nobody on the floor that I would even rush at, like, oh shit. Mm-hmm. Like, oh shit, this guy's open. Like, and maybe Matt Ryan, but he's rookie. He's, you know, not.
That's not the name you want to say. When they ask you who's going to be the guy that says
it. And I want to see then if he's out, if he's that dangerous, then he needs to be out there all the time.
Yeah.
Like,
and we know that's not the case. Or, I mean, so far.
Or maybe so, but like, we need somebody who's going to stretch that floor. And we have too many guys who are like the same at this point in their careers. Like Russ and Pat Bev are almost identical, because Russ is a horrible shooter, horrible, getting better at being a team player, but just a bad shooter and doesn't really play a lot of defense, even though Pat Bev does play great defense, but he's a terrible offensive player. At least Russ can get to rim and get fouled. And so
Yeah, they were both off tonight, though.
So. Yeah, both off. And
you can't win like
our
that.
Guard play is terrible, and like we need better guards. We need better players who can shoot the ball, support Anthony Davis, support LeBron James, and give when a ball is swung. Like, you know how defeating it is when the ball is swung on their perimeter and land in the hands of fucking Patrick Beverley, and you're like, oh my god, like this is why the ball was swung around, like so Pat Bev can take a three. There are better players in the league that can shoot threes that we can fill these roles in. Like, why don't we have these guys on the roster? Why haven't we traded for them? Why haven't we found the time? We need to.
Yeah.
Like, whether it's, you know, smaller, I don't know who's available, but there are guys who can shoot the three.
Shooters, what you need. You need shooters.
We need
you
shooters, always need man. Shooters.
Like, you know what I mean? And this Laker team needs it probably more than ever.
Man.
You said this team can't afford to not be good at shooting the ball right now, and they're bad. So, you know, you're going to lose games like that a lot of times.
Definitely. And if you're not like – and if you're going to be all of a sudden – because that's the difference of these games of, you know, Lonnie Walker goes to the rim or LeBron goes to the rim or AD goes to the rim and cleans up. And it's like, all right, well, there's two points. And the team comes out and loose ball three. Fast break three, mm-hmm. other three, and that's 9 points. And then the Lakers have busted their ass, and they only have eight.
Yeah.
And they're down one already. It's like, geez, man. Like, it's the Lakers have to work for their points. And it's tough because, you know, LeBron had that really amazing, you know, push tempo, you know, push the fast break and dunk it. But we need got more guys, like more opportunities from guys like Lonnie Walker, more opportunities from guys that maybe when Schroeder's back, Mike, like you're saying before. Yeah. He's going to help a lot, but there's something missing from this team. And, you know, I was watching the Raptors Cavs highlights from yesterday, and the Raptors are just fucking deep, man. Like, all these dudes can make plays, and they're all good. And, you know, between Scottie Barnes and Precious Achiuwa and OG and Anobi, and it's like all these dudes are at least like capable NBA players. Who you're like, oh, this guy can score or this guy can do this. And like, we have a bunch of dudes who aren't that. They don't strike fear into anybody on defense.
Siakam, you know? They're still right.
Siakam's there. Exactly. Like, so, and even with the Cavs too, man, the Cavs are loaded. And like, I got like Kevin Love. I saw Kevin Love draining threes. I'm like, let's go make, dude, go get him. Like,
they gave up a pretty good haul for, I mean, it was the other guard, not Colin Sexton, the other guard. But who did they trade for Mitchell? They had two guards.
They traded Sexton.
Oh, it was
Sexton.
Yeah. My bad. They still have Garland. My bad.
Yeah, Garland's dope, man. They have Garland. They have what's his name?
The kid from SC.
Oh yeah, they have Evan Mobley, who's now shooting threes and making them. They have I know that you mentioned Donovan Mitchell. They still have Seti Osman, who's now continuing to improve, and
K Love.
But even a lot of the guys that you're mentioning,
but they've been bad for a while.
Yeah, but a lot of the guys you're mentioning, what did you keep saying? Also, the team, they're deep, right? So obviously we got to start somewhere. But at the same time, some of these guys that are having good 3-point shooting, seasons probably wouldn't on a team that's bad. You get what I mean? Like maybe because they have other shooters around them. You know what I mean? It works sometimes that way.
And those guys I mentioned aren't all like shooters; they're just good players. You know, like they're just efficient ball players, and they're decent enough shooters. We don't have any specialists. I necessarily don't want specialists. I just want guys who can hit open shots. And, you know, a guy like Buddy Hield would be great. Well, why do we have to also have Turner? Like, if we don't need Turner, like, let's just get Buddy Hield, you know?
We'll
like
play him at the five since AD don't want to.
Well, I mean, but that just – then and all of a sudden, it's going to mess up the spacing too. So there's going to be spacing issues if we get both. You know, I know that trade is there. I do think the Lakers are going to chill on that front for a while, at least – from all the podcasts I listen to, from the insiders, it's like they're just going to wait and see what team is shit. Like, because one thing you don't want to do is make this trade, and all of a sudden Portland's like, "Yeah, we're gonna 86 Dame," and you're like, "Fuck,
fuck, we already fucked up." But at the same time, you know, obviously it's like you got to make if you find out which teams are shit, like you said, to get guys, you also don't want to be finding out that, but we're also shit because we have,
at this point, we're
0-4. Well, I'm fine.
And I think there are some plans of like I said, like if the Bulls are crappy, like maybe there's a DeRozan and Lonzo moves. Like, look, we'll get these guys off your books, throw them on our books. You take Russ.
Yeah,
get him off of our shit.
Let's go.
And we get DeRozan. We get Lonzo. Maybe you throw in somebody else like Reeves or some young player, you know, but it's like, okay, well, you guys are tanking. You guys are, you know, 2-12 and, you know, DeRozan's playing his ass off. We got to hope for a situation like that because yeah. that's the only reason, because I don't even know, because that would almost erase us fucking up and not shining DeRozan in the first place. I don't know if that would have worked, but it's better than Russ, for sure.
Yeah, at this point, it's hard to argue that at all. You know what I mean? And I'm a big Russ guy, but there's, I mean, well, this shit just isn't working. And at this point, it's not even just looking at it through the Lakers. He's unhappy as himself, I'm assuming. You know, so it's not working for either team. You got to hopefully he makes it. You know what I mean? He still has value. Somebody's got to have, and even like you said, even if it's just to get somebody, two players off your books.
Yeah, something. I mean, like that 40.
There's still value. And I know that's fucked up.
$45 million that you can free up in cap space.
But fuck load of money.
Yeah, man. And if you're a cheap owner who wants to save cash or with inflation the way it is and you're not making a lot of money, you can get rid of some players. And I think the Lakers are hoping that another team comes into this. Like, I'm willing to free up $45 million. You're like, well, look no further, fella. Have you heard of Russell Westbrook?
What you got?
And so we just need to figure out where we're going
to 45 gets you said two players.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And to be honest, if we are talking, like, the Lakers did look better tonight. Like, they looked much better tonight. They looked like a team that actually gave a shit. That hasn't happened in a while. Like, you know, usually LeBron-led teams aren't exactly the most, you know, enthusiastic 24-7. So the Lakers need to write, like, influence, like, influx of players. I think, you know, in the 2010 team, 2009, 10, like, there was that bench squad that really provided a lot of energy. Farmar, Lamar Odom, Shannon Brown, Sasha. And those guys are all interchangeable. And they just provided energy. And you can throw, because you can throw that energy with a Gasol or with a Bynum. And it's like all of a sudden, man, like this team is, for a few minutes, this is a fun team to watch. Yeah. And it's special. And, you know, I think the Lakers need to find that right.
I mean, what they were hoping for was Russ to be that bench guy.
Yeah. Like, he kind of,
you know, lead a, like, have a unit. That's his, you know, maybe because I guess he was saying like he's used to being a starter, right? So it's, like, maybe he's, especially his style of play, it's like, I'm not really coming in just to, like,
it's gonna be tough for Darvin Ham to figure all that out. But, you know, I think he's a player's coach and he will, but it's definitely difficult because Russ is already like, oh, the one game he didn't start, he's like, oh, my hamstring. It's like, okay, well, so you're pulling that time. Okay. Very super convenient. And so I know there's going to be some teams out there that are not great, that need cap space, want to get rid of things. It's not just Indiana who's tanking. OKC's looking to be dog shit. There's going to be a lot of players. And if we're looking to also get picks, like, because that's one thing we also don't have. We don't have any picks. We don't have any assets. So if we can just trade Russ for just a first, like, down the road, or even just a couple of seconds that could turn into a first. Like,
but right now,
but a first for Russ.
No,
no, but right now, also though, dude, like, they're kind of hold. He has way more value
as an expiring.
As, like, an expiring, like,
oh, for sure, and that's why, like, if it becomes, if all of a sudden we're talking in January and a team is super desperate to get rid of this, like, they're all of a sudden like the Nets.
Yeah,
I think that's what they're hoping for. They're hoping for the Nets to just give him Kyrie, say,
but,
like.
But with that being said, though, until it happens, you have to make it work with Russ any way you can. You know what I mean? Like, he's on the team. I'm not saying you have to start him. I'm saying until he's not, you got to make it work with him.
Yeah.
For whatever you can use out of him, because he's fucking $45 million player that's on your fucking team. You know what I mean? You got to use that cat. And if the more, you know, even if he really wants to go, you know how it works. The better, if he plays and looks all right, there's even more trade value.
Yeah, for sure.
And he could bounce somewhere. And then it's not the same situation where somebody's just trying to unload some shit. They're probably saying, hey, look, you can probably help us.
The 0-11 game like tonight for Russ is not going to help his value.
Yeah.
We got to make sure that he's like, okay, well, dude, just go get some layups.
Don't shoot.
Yeah, don't shoot any threes, please. You know, I don't know, man.
But some of those, like, we saw that, at least that one right before we come, where it's like, well, it's a good shot. You can't give that shot up.
Yeah, it was a good shot.
You know, but it was just break from the back. It was break off the back of the rim.
All right. So what do you guys think, man? Like, what are your predictions for this team moving forward for this year? Do you think play in? you think play-in's realistic? Do you think it's like borderline play-in where we're going to be like a 9 or a 10 seed where we got to win some games? Mm. Or do you think we're going to be at least the 6 seed?
No, I think they have a chance to be, but that's about where they're capping, like 5th seed to me right now. Like, you know what I mean? I can't see higher than that, 5th, 6th. But even that right now, it's like you said, maybe it's, I should start thinking more play-in.
Yeah, you know? I'm thinking we're playing.
But that doesn't work. I'm being honest with you right now. Like,
no,
seriously, I get it. You got to start something, but nah, dog, that's not it.
We are a very bad team.
But I do think that they, like you said, they looked all right. There was positives.
No, we did. I'm being, you know, overly.
Well, because 0-2 is 0-2. 0-2
is
0-2.
0-2
is 0-2. It isn't an NFL 0-2 because there's a, like fucking 80 more of these motherfuckers.
And like you said, we did play the Clippers and the Warriors. Maybe the two best teams in the Western Conference, and especially after Denver got blown out by the fucking Jazz. So the Lakers, it's going to be a weird year, man. Like, I know that, and I'm looking forward to seeing AD play a little more. Granted, he did fall down tonight, but he came back and played, and that was really encouraging to see. So I just want to see more of this, more growth from AD. I don't care if we're going to be – I expect to be under 500 for a while, and I expect to be – maybe finish the season.
Oh, wow, damn, I don't.
I expect to be under 500 for like a week, a couple of weeks. No. Yeah, and depending on who we play now at this point, now that we're 0-2.
Yeah, you're starting for you. That's not where you want to start.
No.
And one split is at least what
I'm saying, like 3-4. We're going to be hovering around 500 for a while.
4-5.
Like, yeah, like
5-7.
Things like that. And exactly. And I think all of a sudden we're going to go on. Eventually, once you make a trade, things will change. And so we just got to figure out who the right trade partner is, because this team cannot compete for a title at all by any means. If there's a matchup at the Warriors in the best of 7, they would get swept for sure. Like, it's not even, I don't think even a question. The Warriors, like, damn. Yeah. And right now, at least with the Clippers, I think we can compete and then just lose at the end of games. Like,
and if you're losing the end of games because you can't close yet or whatever.
I mean, we're just so predictable.
You're not winning a series.
We're just very predictable, man. Like, you know that you can just, okay, I'm just going to double LeBron, and I'm going to make AD do some set shit, and he's soft, so he's really not going to push it, or he's going to, let's force him to be aggressive. I think we just need to, we need more, and maybe Lonnie Walker emerges and becomes that guy. Like,
you had a good game tonight.
Exactly, and that's very possible. It's unlikely, but it's possible. If all of a sudden he becomes a consistent 18 to 19 point scorer, it's like, oh, he's getting to the point, getting. You know, it's possible.
26 tonight.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. I'm saying, like, he shot the ball 20 something times. So a little inefficient, but we need an aggressor. And maybe some nights it's going to be Schroeder. Maybe some nights it's going to be Lonnie Walker.
Shots out of
but we need a consistent, like, trio of dudes where that's going to come from.
Yeah, but that's why if we want to be fully positive, at least, or at least honest, you know, like you said, there's still guys missing from this team. So if this team's already having the problems they're having, they can't. They also, like, the injuries are big. You know what I mean? And then if they get a nice rotation, they get healthy, then it makes even more sense to try to go get some pieces. You know what I mean? To just, hey, now you know kind of what your rotation is. I think why I'm excited, like I said, about to see what Ham does with these rotations is the more of an idea when he finds out what he has and what he can do with this team, you know, it makes it easier for him to know what he needs. You know, right now, so, like you said, who is available, but at the same time, it's also who's available that's going to fit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because we already know we have issues. So there's certain things that they have to work. Like, you know, as far as for the team, before we start realizing, okay, this is exactly what we need. We know we need shooters. But not every shooter's made the same, right? So we need to find out where we get that shooter from, what position we can use to help more. And obviously, look, you said Buddy Hield. That's obviously a name I would take. The parts that we talked about that you mentioned as far as the extras that come with them, maybe that's where you get hesitant because you're like, why does it have to come with this?
Massive contract.
Well, because we don't want to give you him. In order to give you him, you got to take something. Like you said, if we're talking about taking Westbrook, well, if you're making it take something, well, I'm going to make you take something too.
Yeah, and we also have to match salaries too because Westbrook makes so much money. So, you know.
Throw in a coach or two.
Yeah, and we'll see what happens with the Laker team. I'm thinking if we can play like this more consistently, like tonight, and granted we were home, they had that home energy, you know, we play a lot different at home, the role players, the role players play different at home too. So we need to, like Shaq calls them, the others. If the others have better games, give LeBron that break. And we play with pace, like real pace, and not like be leisurely, I think the Lakers can at least be a team that annoys folks and makes things and makes games tight, even if they're not closing them out. Like if they lose games like tonight or, you know,
but you're hoping that's to the top teams. You're still hoping they're beating the middle of the pack teams.
Exactly. Like, and
of course,
the lower seed.
And, you know, like, I don't know where the threshold is. Like if it's Minnesota, do I see the Lakers beating Minnesota? I don't know. Minnesota has, two humongous players. We have one fragile, tall dude and LeBron. And so, I don't know. I think a lot of people will pick Minnesota to win if we played each other, and even if best seven. I'm just going on NBA and TNT right now.
Yeah, but we'll see. We'll
see, man. We'll see. Anything else before anything else you guys want to chat about?
No. Did you have anything else to go?
I just hope that the Lakers turn it around fast because it's a long. If not, it's going to be a very long season.
The first three quarters of Tuesday night looked like it was going to be a very long season.
Here we go again. Huh?
Yeah, and then the fourth quarter came alive, but. It's one of those things like, why do we have to be down 20 to turn
start
it on?
Playing, yeah, start yeah. playing good and basketball. So
there are some teams in the NBA that are 0-2. They're going to figure some things out. And, the Sixers are a perfect team where, like, you know, there's going to be guys available. And we need to figure out how we can get them on a roster, how they can fit in. And right now, Russ is playing nice, but at some point, something's going to break. And so whether if he has another 0-for-11 game, he's just like, we can't play you. So I don't know. We'll figure it out. Yeah. We won't.
Well, we're hoping so.
Yeah, we hope we figure it out.
All right, we got a lot of sad podcasts we're going to be recording.
I know, man. Well, it could be that way. But all right. Gentlemen, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for coming over and doing this in person, man. I appreciate it.
Sir.
Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Peace. Later.